This is episode 1063. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to another episode in our week-long series as we explore your five senses. Now remember, you don't have to follow these episodes in any sequence. You can listen to them in any order you want. Throughout this week, you've explored your five senses. And today, you're going to discover a meditation technique that you can do as you sit down to meditate and even as you go about your day, even in the busiest part of your day, you can do these techniques. And so this is a technique for your sense of hearing. It's a sound meditation technique. And so this is what I encourage you to do as you focus on sound as you meditate. And I recommend that you do a sound meditation at least once a week. Maybe you could do it every Saturday. That's when I do it. Every Saturday when you wake up and you maybe head out the door to walk your dog, maybe if you have a dog, or go work out or whatever it is that you do. Or maybe you sit on a Saturday morning and enjoy your coffee, your tea, your green smoothie, and you relax. As you do so, focus on the different sounds around you. And I'm going to show you how to do that in just a moment. So this is really important. In fact, it's important to do these different meditation techniques with your senses because it's pretty astounding how much you'll notice your senses becoming stronger. And you'll notice such a big improvement. And you can really experience this with your sense of sound. So, in your meditation today, I encourage you to focus on your own inner stillness. Now, at first, this can be hard to do because you may never have thought about your inner stillness as having a sound associated with it. Well, listen carefully because you will hear. You have your own unique sounds. In fact, each of the seven chakras is associated with a particular sound, and you can really start to hear the different sounds when you focus on your different chakras. That's for another episode. But for today, whether you're walking around, doing errands, or seated meditating, see if you can notice your own inner stillness, and then just notice the sound. And then, as you begin to settle yourself down and you're focusing on the sound of yourself, sometimes this can be better heard when you plug your ears. Well, after you focus on that, then branch out and begin to layer on different sounds because we experience different sounds all at once. It's a melody. It's not as though one sound is taking place and then that stops and then we hear another sound. These sounds are constantly moving together. So notice and distinguish those sounds that you'd like to focus on. So focus on a sound that's prominent, that you can pick up right away. As I record this, I'm sitting outside on my lanai, an outdoor area. I live in Florida in the United States, and I am doing this at night because I like to do my sound meditations outside in the morning or in the evening. Those are the times when I'm better able to focus on particular sounds that I just can't really focus on during the day. So notice what works best for you. Notice if you can feel this sound in your body. So focus on a sound that's prominent that you can really hear around you. And then notice if you can observe a subtle sound. It's not very distinct. Just see if you can pick up on a sound that's in the background. Focus on this sound. Feeling any kind of sensation in your body as you notice your reaction to this subtle sound. And then notice if you feel this sound anywhere in your body. And then go back and forth between the different sounds, your inner stillness, a very prominent sound, and a subtle sound. Play with these sounds. Notice them. Become very mindful. Continue with your sound technique. Paying particular close attention to your own inner stillness. And if you'd like to be guided in a full meditation for half an hour or 15 minutes, you can find those. I release one every single day at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you'll find access to a membership site where you receive over 1,000 meditations. And each meditation has a slowdown guide with all the techniques organized, as well as a journal so you can go a little bit deeper into your meditation ritual. And of course, you get a private Facebook group of other meditators who listen to these meditations just like you do. So again, you can find that at sipandom.com. I've so enjoyed sharing today's meditation with you. And if you like listening to these episodes, I'd love to hear how you're doing. If you'd like to leave me a rating and review for the Daily Meditation Podcast, it's simple to do. You can head over to iTunes, and there you'll find where you can rate this podcast. I read each review, and I thank you if you've already left me a review. And I want to hear how you're doing there. As always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.